you're moving on to Kansas City, I believe, and to New Jersey, and folks are like, oh no, is he leaving?
No, it's not moving on at all. It's things we're going to be able to do simultaneously. This is, as I say, what we've learned here, we can't keep it a secret. It's too big a news, and too it can benefit too many people. I mean, imagine if all our homes are built under these mandates. I mean, these are homes that are producing more energy at times than they're consuming, that are not built with toxic materials, the social impact of this neighborhood alone is much more far-reaching than we even understand at this point. And we need to share that knowledge. As I'm telling you, this is a very special neighborhood. There's no other neighborhood like it in the U.S. And we need to get that message out. But no, we're not. Absolutely, we're not leaving. What's interesting, there are many areas here in the U.S. and even globally that we're also expanding into Ethiopia, doing a TB clinic under the mandates of MIR. But there is money in place in other parts of the world that are already have these building plans. And so we can come and say, let's do it this way, with money that's already allocated. The Ninth Ward was built on literally the donations and kindness of strangers who were all felt moved by what we saw after the levee breaks.
I want to give you a chance to answer critics that have said about the project, the houses are too expensive and they're taking too long. Any thoughts on that?
Well, again, we're trying to build a new paradigm. And these homes are, of course, the first prototypes are going to be more expensive. And then with each one we build, we're getting the price down, and we knock them down. And I'm telling you, we are building them now at a competitive price. But what you also, it's just not dollars for donuts. What you also have to understand is what I was speaking about earlier, of the social impact of these kind of neighborhoods. They don't contribute to global warming. They don't pollute the environment. Just the savings in our offcuts on what we put very little in the dumpster for landfills, which is very, very expensive and toxic. We're driving health bills down, which is a burden on all of us, because we all foot that bill. And these homes will last longer. And if there were to be another storm at the degree of Katrina, these homes will still be standing here. They're rated for that kind of storm, which means, you know, repair bills will be less. We have to really do a cost analysis, but it is certainly not a dollar for donuts, so to speak. And we're trying something new, so it takes a little longer. But again, what I think the impact 50 years from now, when we're building everything this way, we'll look back at this time and realize the stake we put in the ground was a revolutionary moment, and I believe that.
And then you're an international citizen. You're around the world. Are you feeling or are you hearing any Katrina fatigue? Because it's been a long time since that storm and other things have happened. Are people tired of hearing about New Orleans in other areas?
No, I don't think it's New Orleans specific. I think that, we've had a beleaguered economy, and people are in difficult times. We've also gone through tornadoes and nuclear reactors, tsunamis, and there's been a lot of catastrophic events since. I don't see it as fatigue of care and spirit and feeling for others. I see it simply as people are depleted in their own lives and having a difficult time on their own. And with the mortgage crisis and until we get this economy back on, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be slim givings.
And this project is, I think what you're saying also, that it's going to expand internationally as well and take the technology here and move it to other places?
To expand it, to the seed that was planted here, to plant more seeds in other areas. Because I am telling you, this is a new paradigm, and there is no reason to build it any other way.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.